ladies and gentlemen, the following episode is scheduled for one fall. Coming down the aisle are your hosts of In the Click, Baby Huey and Ryan Tronick.
What's up, everybody? Baby Huey here for 107.7 The Bone, and AEW's coming back to the Bay Area for a big night of pro wrestling, AEW Collision and Rampage. We'll be at the Oakland Arena in Oakland this Friday, November 10th. Get your tickets right now over at AEWTix.com, also Ticketmaster.com. And joining me to talk all about it is CJ Perry. How's it going, CJ?
Hey, I'm so excited to be in the studio.
Yes, finally. We were talking before we hit the record button, but yeah, you and I have done a couple interviews over the last few years, most recently talking about Surreal Life.
Yes.
Think about what, a year ago, roughly?
A year, like exactly last year.
Yeah, so great to meet you in person.
I'm so excited to meet you in person, because you were honestly one of my favorite people to talk to on the phone. So at 6 a.m. Yes. And so I was like, oh my gosh, he's so lively. And you knew about Total Divas and wrestling. I'm like, I can't wait to come into the studio and meet you.
Awesome. No, thank you so much for saying that. I like to take great pride here in the Bay Area to be the rep of all things wrestling. Okay. And like, I like to be the go-to person. Whenever wrestling comes to the Bay Area, I'm the one that everyone comes to. I take great pride in that. So thank you.
That's awesome.
For the kind words. I appreciate it. But let's talk about you. Wow. The last 2 months, what a ride. So at All Out, you made your big return to pro wrestling, officially signed with AEW, showed up in Chicago, making the save for your husband, Miro, when he was getting an unfortunate beatdown from Powerhouse Hobbs.
I know.
But then, we'll talk about what happened. You know, he left the ring and all that stuff. But for you, how excited are you to finally be back in pro wrestling?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. You have no idea. I wish I could explain my enthusiasm, but I do a lot of cartwheels out of excitement. It just was such a... It was a good break to take 2 years off, but I immediately, when I walked into the arena, I was like, my heart was racing. I was like, this is home. I'm so excited. I've missed it. I missed the women's locker room. It's such like, you know, there's so much drama, like not necessarily in AEW, but just in general in pro wrestling, you know, that's, we love it and we hate it. And it was kind of like, I missed it. I missed the drama, you know, I'm like, I can only take so much the Kardashians. Like, I need my, like, you know, wrestling drama. So, locker room drama. So, it's really exciting to be back. It's exciting to be in a women's locker room again. You know, Miro can only provide so many words to me.
Yes.
In life.
Well,
and so
let's talk about that. So, Miro, you know, when he saw you, it's like he saw a ghost and he's like, you're not real. And he runs out of the ring and you cut this amazing promo saying, you know, he's not the same person right now. And so can you maybe describe like what's going on with him right now? Why he did not like fully embrace you when he saw you in the ring that day?
Good question. I was as surprised as you. I mean, look, Miro, the Redeemer, he has lost his way. And, you know, that's what's often hard with relationships and like marriage and any long-term relationships. When you see someone lose their way, it's obviously like you don't want to leave because you love them, you know, but also, you know, the Western world would say, put up boundaries, set boundaries, you know? Okay. And so I finally, you know, I was waiting at home for him as he was fighting his God and all on his journeys, and he needed help. And then he left and he basically wants me not to manage anyone. He wants me to stay at home and, you know, be the good Bulgarian, like,
housewife
that he and I was like, you know what, first of all, when we met, since day one, let's just keep it really real, okay, since day one I said, I am never going to be your traditional housewife. I'm going to always work. I'm going to have children. I am going to travel with my children. I am going to be the super mom, super wife, super mother. And so, but you know, often I feel like men see you know, like the pretty girl and then want to like wife her down, and you know, it's culture. And so he's just like, stay home. And I'm like, brother, I'm an American.
Yeah.
you know?
You're a go-getter.
Yeah, like, I'm an American woman, and it's 2023. We can do it all,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So I came to AEW, and I'm going to create the greatest management company there, and I'm going to take Paul Heyman's spot, but in AEW.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. So the last 2 months so far, we've seen you make appearances on Collision. You're kind of like scouting, I guess is the right
yeah,
word.
Yeah, no, I am scouting. Yeah,
looking
100%.
For potential clients.
The best wrestlers. I mean, AEW does provide, like, the best matches and has some of the best wrestlers in the world. And so that's what's really exciting about watching AEW product and show is that you get incredible wrestlers. So I'm excited to be able to take the sign some of these incredible athletes and help give them my expertise, which is, you know, social media, awareness, like let's take you as a professional wrestler and try to make you world famous.
Okay.
Like John Cena, The Rock, you know, many others, you know.
I was gonna say, you have a lot of experience working with those guys.
Yeah. And so, and I think social media is really one of my expertise, and that's where we have to tell stories on there. So I want to help these people. But unfortunately, the Redeemer, Miro, my husband, is not having it. Like any person I try to manage, he's like putting them through tables. So, you know, I keep on trying to remind him that it's okay to do that maybe in for Good Morning Bulgaria, but this is USA.
I was going to say, you know, it was a recent episode Collision. You were sitting there watching Action and Ready. Yeah. And yeah, Miro destroyed him afterwards.
I know.
So, I mean, is that, I guess, you know, if I'm a potential wrestler that wants to work with you, that's a little nerve-wracking. Like, I don't want to get beat up from Miro.
No, totally. And Miro is the super athlete. And he's like 300-pound muscles, you know? Mm-hmm. He's incredible. He's not just incredible athlete, an incredible wrestler. In my opinion, one of the best in the world. Mm-hmm. And that's why I wanted to manage him until he told me to go home. You know, swap floors, but
so
as he prays to his God somewhere, you know, or like now he doesn't like God anymore. He's so, you know, I'm just like, you got to work it out for yourself. I'm going to go work it out for myself and stop touching my clients.
So
possibly.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, what's kind of next for you as, you know, you're entering this managerial phase of your career. Who can you maybe name some people you might have your eyes on? Or is anyone we can, you know, keep an eye out for that you might be going after?
Well, I like to keep a little bit of a suspense.
Okay.
You know, some of these people, I've made them sign NDAs, and I've had to sign NDA, well, all NDAs before even meetings. Like, I'm trying to make The Rock, you know?
Yeah.
There is, like, lots of wheeling and dealing going on here. So stay tuned and watch, obviously, tomorrow.
Yes.
Collision and Rampage coming up tomorrow and Saturday. But also, I'm waiting for Andrade to give his answer. So that's, like, really exciting. Definitely tune in tomorrow on Rampage and Collision because he's going to be giving me his answer.
Really? Okay.
Yes. And so, I mean, we go. Well, I mean, it's not Andrade Flair, but you know.
Yeah.
I think I see so much potential in him. I think he can be one of the like greatest stars that they have, and you know he's already so famous in Mexico. We can make him even more world famous.
And he does have a big win over Chris Jericho. Was it beginning of this year or end of last year? So you know he for his first year with AEW, he's had some big accomplishments. So yes, Action Andretti is definitely a good choice to go after.
Yeah.
So yes.
And I've been on, you know, I've had many encounters with him over the years I've been in pro wrestling.
Okay.
And I feel like I've studied his strengths and weaknesses when he was with Zelina on another side. And so I feel like I can really take him to the next level. So I'm excited to see what his response is going to be this week.
Awesome. So for you, though, what's kind of been like, you know, you were in WWE for many years. Now you're in AEW. What's been kind of like, you know, what's been kind of like some of the differences you've noticed between the two companies? Like you spent so much time over in WWE, but like kind of in your short time in AEW so far, what's some of the things you've noticed? I mean, like, this is a really cool spot to be at for me.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just an alternative show. You know, it would be comparing like an ABC medical show to a CBS medical show. It's a different network. It's a different like genre. And every network has like a little bit different style shows, you know, CW versus HBO and Nickelodeon versus Disney. And so I think like just an alternative show, I think it's much, in my opinion, it's much more sports driven. Mm-hmm. And while WWE is a little bit more soap opera driven, you know, where we resolve our conflict in the ring. While, yeah, you'll have the title matches. It's just, I saw a lot more entertainment, emphasis on entertainment versus professional wrestling here. You know, we get the same professional wrestlers here while over there was superstars.
Yeah.
So I think that's, and it's awesome. And I get excited because I feel like if you're ready to put your entrepreneurial hat on and grab that diamond ring, you know, forget the brass ring, the diamond ring. You're going to grab the diamond ring if you're ready to like do it all and really work your butt off. I think like the sky's the limit over at AEW.
Yeah. And for me, you know, as just a longtime pro wrestling fan, I love it all. I love that there's just so many options right now.
I know. It's so exciting.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. And I think, you know, people try to choose sides and like, oh, this is better, that's better. For me, I love it all. I love consuming it all. I mean, the funny thing is like a lot of my coworkers here are like, hey, are you watching this show or this new streaming show? I'm like, no, I was busy watching this wrestling show. Yeah. It's a lot to keep track
of,
but I love it. And so, I mean, that's the thing. I think having AEW around is so important just for just the livelihood of pro wrestling, giving the wrestlers options,
opportunities. And it's so important. It's like, you know, if I always like to compare professional wrestling to just normal scripted television or even reality television. Yeah. And it's like you want the more options, the better, you know. It makes everyone better. It makes the writers better, production better, talent better. And so it's really exciting time. And, you know, I think the most important thing for, in my opinion, of both shows is like story. You know, it's story. It doesn't matter if one's, you have weddings in it, like over on the other side, the alternate, or you have more matches driven over here. It still has to be story driven. And we see that on TikTok. We see that on Instagram Reels. We see that on YouTube. People connect with story, not just like a random video. Yeah, it could go viral, but like how people grow and you create a community and fan base is story. And so I'm hoping to help over there with AEW too, is like that, and how to even tell those wrestling stories on social media more as well.
Okay, great. No, I'm glad you really brought that up, because I know like some fans will say, you know, there's certain stories they want to see on AEW television right now, and they want to see more of that on there, which is, you know, great to hear. For you though, I'm just really curious from like the creative side of things. I think because AEW is coming up on what, about 5 years in existence. And I think early on, not only is an alternative a place to go for the wrestlers, but also I think a lot of people love having the creative freedom they've had there. So I know you've only been there for 2 months, but kind of like from your perspective so far, creative input, have you been able, like what's the, if you're able to kind of maybe shed a little behind the scenes, are you able to kind of give a lot of creative input on what you want to do on the screen?
I feel at the end of the day, in both companies and in any company that involves television, and it's, you have the director, and at the end of the day, Tony Khan is the director and the CEO, and you know, he is just the final say, just like Vince McMahon was the final say on the other show. And so I think for me, it's very like in all shows and all places I've worked in my entire life, it doesn't matter if it was dance, wrestling, TikTok, you know, modeling, like I always brought ideas. But at the end of the day, it's the person that's signing my check, who is Tony Khan, who he's the Steven Spielberg over there. And so I just want to try to bring as many ideas and help him create his best sandbox possible.
Yes. You know? And I love hearing that, because I've seen you do other interviews, and I love how much you put an emphasis on character work, storylines, and want to entertain the fans out there. So,
and that's also like what I've just seen even since I've been there, like with Toni Storm, of her character work. It's like we saw the best wrestlers in the AEW and the best matches, like incredible. And now I feel like he's giving opportunities to women, like to Tony, to me and others, to like actually also do more character work.
Yeah.
And it's so important. Like, we connect the characters and we connect the stories. And so, like, not all of us are going to be able to fight for the championship.
Yeah.
You know? And not all of us are going to become champion. It's just life.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. You're finding ways to fill the hole of, you know, 2 hours of each respected, you know, weekly TV show. So I think that's great that, you know, you've really become like a fixture on AEW Collision Saturday nights, 8 p.m. on TNT. So I love that, you know, you're really putting an emphasis on that. So I'm looking forward to see what's next for you for your time in AEW.
Maybe I'll have a hardcore match.
Maybe.
Someone recently asked me, they go, hey, so are you going to wrestle? And I'm like, look, it's a wrestling show. Obviously, I'm going to fight a bitch or two if I need to, you know, like, duh, you know, like, again, it's all about the story. Like, you push me too far, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
But then later I was thinking on the alternative show, I would I've always wanted to go through a table, and I always wanted a ladder match. And Miro, you know, being the protective person that he is, is like, absolutely not, you will die. And I'm like, okay, calm down, Mr. Bulgaria. And so, of course, I was able to do both. Ironically, it was after he left, did all the tables, 10 tables. It was my dream. So I'm kind of hoping now, I'm like, I keep on saying I want a hardcore match.
Really?
And, the Redeemer again. No! You want to die? And I'm just like, well, I mean, why not? Like, do it here. You're not going to do it in any other place, you know?
Is there anyone in particular you would want to have that hardcore match with? Is there any, you know, anyone on the roster you would want to have that match with?
Oh.
I mean, I could... I have some ideas in my head.
I mean, honestly, Soraya, obviously,
okay, that's what I
like,
too. Yeah.
She's like one of my favorite people, and I've known her for over a decade now.
Yeah.
We have so much history, and she's helped me so much in wrestling, and I definitely trust her.
Mm-hmm.
And her, like, her mom, and close with her mom, and so that would be just like crazy dream. But there's so many other people that are incredible. I mean, obviously Britt Baker's character work is amazing. Tony Storm. I'm a fan of a lot of the women here.
I mean, we saw Britt Baker a couple years ago go really hardcore with Thunder Rosa.
Yes.
So we know.
Thunder Rosa.
Yeah.
You know.
Shout out Thunder
Rosa.
Maybe
I'll manage Thunder Rosa too. Maybe I'll
so is that the thing?
Group.
So yeah, you're open to both male and female wrestlers to manage?
Well, yeah, totally. I'm open to, like, you know, I'll get you to sign an NDA first.
Okay.
Can't give everyone all the knowledge.
So that's the thing. You mentioned, you know, you very much want to be like the Paul Heyman for AEW. The one thing I do love about AEW, they really embrace the art of being a manager. Because I felt like, you know, the other place you worked at, it was a rare thing to see.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like it became a lost art, which I grew up loving, like Bobby the Brain Heenan and other great managers. So it's cool that, you know, you're there. Don Callis, Prince Nana. I mean, there's like
Julia Hart, even what she's doing. I know she's more of a valet in that situation, but her character work has been like, I'm such a big fan of her. She's like, her commitment to her character and like how she commits it on all her socials as well. It's like, I can tell it's really thought out. And so like those things, I love that. And it shows you the importance of putting women and men together.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, I'm not that I want to like, I'm kind of a nerd about analytic numbers. And so there was the spot that they did with Billy Gunn in London. You know what I'm talking about? And got like 40 million views on Instagram Reels. It was the highest view ever. And I'm like, Billy Gunn, do you know? And he's like, no, what? I'm like, you're literally going viral on Instagram right now. And he's like, what? What's Instagram? I'm like, you're like trending all over. What? 40 million plus. So again, like, that's the importance of social media. Like, of like, that's crazy numbers. And we get the opportunity now with these different platforms like YouTube Shorts, TikTok, and Instagram Reels to reach all over the world, people maybe don't have TNT.
Well, that's the thing, just the world we live in now. It's funny just talking to coworkers about how important it is to, you know, for us, we work in traditional radio, terrestrial radio, but we have coworkers here. We're trying to explain to them like the importance of, yes, doing Instagram reels and doing stuff on YouTube, streaming stuff. It's really amazing.
So important.
I mean, that's the thing. Like I was a kid of the Attitude Era. I grew up, you know, in the '90s and loved all that stuff. I mean, I can only imagine being a wrestling fan now as a young kid,
having
so many options to choose from.
It's insane to
follow my favorite wrestlers and see what they're doing, get behind the scenes stuff on social media, which I know you do a lot of that on your website, cjperry.com.
Yeah.
I know there's what, two tiers.
Yes.
Am I right?
Okay. Yes.
So I know for fans sign up, you know, there's two tiers.
There's one $19.99, and the other one, I believe, is like $119.99. So there is, I talk about things at AEW, like a little bit more of like behind the scenes, a little bit like sexier content, because I like to be respectful for everyone on like Instagram. There's such a wide range of people that follow me from all over the world and different religions and cultures.
Yeah.
So I don't like to post lingerie pictures really on Instagram. I leave it for cjperry.com. And and this slot, you can apply to for me to possibly manage you on there. You get the tea, the scoop, you know.
Behind the scenes videos.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Your stuff in AEW.
Yes, yes. A lot of my journey of, I mean, there's been a ton of stuff I posted from my last job of 9 years on the road that I just never had posted until there, just because, you know, algorithms.
Yeah.
And it's just like, just put it all on there. So subscribe. I give free merchandise out. If you subscribe to the higher tier, you get free merchandise, 8x10s, trading cards,
a Zoom call.
Right? Yes,
and then people can message
once a month.
You.
Zoom. Yeah. I'm selling merchandise on there too. If you get the $20.99, but if you go to a higher tier, you get free stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah, so cjperry.com. Check all that stuff out. I'm, like you said, I'm just super excited to see what's next for you. I mean, you're talking about reality TV and we know about your experience with Total Divas, Total Bellas, Surreal Life. AEW had All Access, you know, they had 6 episodes there. Is that something you would want to help out? Yeah. Is like, you know, doing some reality TV for AEW?
Yes. I love reality TV. I think honestly, I mean, I've always said there's always a double-edged sword with reality because it's like you, and at the same time, it's still a show. You know, this isn't like the History Channel or the Travel Channel where we just need the water. like we need something. And so, you know, people will judge you for you, and that it's like social media at times, you know, so that's like makes like a little bit more vulnerable than if you're just a character in wrestling or a character in scripted television. And so that's like the double-edged sword, but also a lot of people consume reality and it's like social media. And I think it's really important for wrestling to have reality shows because that is where we bring in women. You know, that's how really, you know, the whole evolution started with when women started to get more time and we were, you know, main eventing and all these things because of, you know, Total Divas at the time. And it just brought a huge women fan base. And at the end of the day, this is a business. So if women, we want more time on the show, we want certain spots, we have to like put asses at seats.
Yeah.
We got to sell tickets, you know, and not just subscriptions. And so television time matters. And so a lot of women watch reality television. You know, they connect. I mean, look at the Kardashians, Total Divas, Selling Sunsets, you know, Housewives. And so it's like, if that's the format they're going to watch it, then let's present that format. So then they'll come and watch the show more, you know?
I absolutely agree. I mean, I think just over the years, different coworkers I've had who've like, no, I like wrestling, but they're like, oh yeah, I seen this show on E. And you know, that's how we bond over stuff. And so I'm like, well, yeah, you should check them out, you know, on this day in the week. And you can see what they do in the ring. And it's a lot of that behind the scenes stuff you see playing out. That this is where it takes place live on TV. So no, I'm all for that. I think there'll be more of that stuff is great. It's just about just creating as much content as you can.
Do you feel like
with AEW, to me, it seems like you guys have the freedom to do what you want with your own brand and put it out there, you know, no third-party restrictions or anything like that. So is that something you've kind of noticed that, like, you have this freedom to build up your own brand, bring your audience in, and then hopefully that will translate over to them listening or watching AEW.
Yeah, I mean, I was very fortunate with when I worked for the other company to not get really restricted until that big third party thing happened.
Yeah.
And I was very, like, just very fortunate. I worked really hard. I got very little no's to anything. And so I had a different experience, you know, than maybe some of the men, you know, mm-hmm. that need to be there because they feel like they're a huge draw. Yeah. I was a lot of times a supporting character.
Yeah.
So because I was a supporting character to a lot of these huge acts, I was able to go do a lot of things. So
okay.
I don't have the same experience of that restriction
really?
Of
okay.
stuff, but I'm a go-getter. And so, you know, I would be knocking on the chairman's door if I was getting no's to certain things, you
okay.
know? And so that's how I feel like was always my kind of issue with the third party when people started leaving. I'm like, I don't think you guys understand. It's like, you have to be your own boss. Like you and at AEW, that's okay. where like, you cannot just be a wrestler. Yeah, it's not enough just to be good. I mean, I've had huge disagreements. I know everyone will love this because this has to do with Miro, the Redeemer. You know, huge disagreement. He's like, I want to be champion. That's like, you heard that? That was pretty loud.
I was yeah. going to say, yeah.
Yes. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, I'm the best. And I am better. You know, I am bigger and better. I should win. And it's like, okay, that's not always how it works in life. You know, it's not sometimes... It's not always about just being the best or the prettiest or the smartest, or the strongest. It's strategic. It's strategy. It's hustle. Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan not just because he was the most talented. It had to do with work. It had to do with focus. And so that's why hopefully the Redeemer Miro won't crush my clients out of jealousy. Hopefully he will refocus and understand I'm the best for business for him.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, like, what can fans expect next for Miro? Is he going to still just go on this path by himself and this journey? And
I mean, let's be honest. We all love him, like, yeah. just crushing things. I mean, as much as I felt really bad for Action, I was, like, secretly kind of enjoyed it. and I'm like, okay, I mean, I guess that's why I love professional yes. wrestling.
Yes.
You know, it's
yes.
like, what was Chicago chanting? Slap that meat. Just like, yeah, yeah. And then saying yes, I'm a meat right. lover, I'm like, I guess I am, guys. Aren't we all? All of Chicago here.
Dude, big men slapping me. I'm all for it. Yeah,
exactly. So it's like, I guess I do like violence a little bit in the proper, not outside of, you know, yeah. the ring, not, yeah. you know, but I'm talking about like, that's why we watch it. Like, we yeah. love like the aggression. There's obviously something a little bit off if I want to go through 9 tables, you know, but
I was going to say, like,
that's why we do what we do.
I mean, that was such a big, you know, storyline. I was like, by like the third one, were you just like in pain like all the
time? By the third one? By the first one, the next morning, I could barely get out of the table. I mean, off of the bed. I was like, wow, 17 trains hit me.
Is there any way to prepare for that? Like for a table spot? No.
Well, it's not just a table, it's commentary. And then on top of
yes.
it, you know, a beautiful 300-pound Samoan dragon was dropping me with a Samoan drop. So it was just like a lot.
Right? I mean, I can only imagine.
After like 3 power bombs from her. So
like that, like I have like a little bucket list is I always wonder what's it like to do a table spot. I've always wondered if someone wants to do it to me. Like I've always just wondered what it just feels like.
Well, maybe if I tried to sign you as a client, you
okay.
know. Miro the Redeemer will be here in about 30 seconds putting you through this table right here.
Oh my God, no Miro, please don't hurt me. But CJ, listen, I mean, God, if you can tell, I can talk
yes.
hours with you about all this stuff.
Love talking to you.
So I encourage everyone, you know, get your tickets ASAP for it's going to be 3 hours of entertainment tomorrow night at the Oakland Arena. It's going to be AEW Rampage
yes.
live, also taping for AEW Collision. Get your tickets over AEWTix.com, Ticketmaster.com, of course, AllEliteWrestling.com for everything AEW related as well. I'll be out there. I cannot wait. It's been long overdue for an AEW to come back here. They were here back in March, so I'm super excited to be in attendance again for an AEW show. So yeah, it's also going to be exciting because I just saw they announced a trios match. So we're going to see Sting, Darby Allin and Adam Copeland taking on Lance Archer and the Righteous. So
yes.
I'm super excited because I know they just announced, or Sting just announced, this is the last, you know, I think Revolution, he said, when he's going to retire. So these he only has a few months left with AEW. So
no.
I did not think I was going to have a chance to see Sting again in person. So
you're excited?
I'm so excited to see Sting in person.
Incredible. He's such a legend.
Absolutely.
It's incredible. I can't believe it.
I mean, I grew up watching him in the 80s, 90s, 2000s. So I'm so excited to see him in person.
Yay.
Of course, Adam Copeland.
So nice.
What's it mean, you know, for Adam Copeland to be signed with AEW now?
Well, I don't like talk to him personally every day, so okay. I wouldn't be able to tell you that. But I mean, he's amazing. So it's so exciting to have him there. You know, he's such a such a great draw. And I think it's a perfect fit, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I can always
perfect fit.
Yeah. So, and I know this is a good warm up match for those three guys because they're gonna have a big match at Full Gear next weekend on November 18th down in LA at the Kia Forum. That's gonna be Full Gear is gonna be streaming live on pay per view by way of Bleacher Report. So, definitely cannot wait to watch that as well. CJ, thank you so much for making the time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It was so fun.
Awesome. I'll see you out there at the Oakland Arena.
Yes. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.